Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Allie Quick. She's the Chief Philanthropy Officer at Allegheny Health Network. Good morning, Allie. Thank you for joining KDKA.
Good morning, Kevin and Paul. Thanks so much for having me today.
No problem. It's a big week for you. You've done a lot of work over the last 6 months. And today, I think it was Monday, was World Gratitude Day. And that's you're very thankful, right?
We are. Yeah. Monday was recognized as World Gratitude Day. And so Allegheny Health Network this year decided to launch a week-long gratitude campaign thanking all of our donors who have been so generous to us during this COVID pandemic and really provide an opportunity for us to flip the script and push all the gratitude back out to the community. So we're happy to talk with you about it today.
Well, it sounds to me like I was reading this release here that you've been able to contribute 500,000 pieces of personal protective equipment, such as surgical
Correct.
Masks, N95 respirators, medical gloves, gowns. That's got to be, you know, really gratifying that you're, you know, that the campaign and whatnot, that you're able to do all this kind of stuff. And these are real numbers. This is a lot of people that you help out.
It's been extremely overwhelming. And I will say from the very beginning, the Pittsburgh community has come out in just a tremendous act of kindness to support healthcare workers across the entire region. And here at Allegheny Health Network, we've been very, very thankful for all of the support from everything from the masks that we've received from local businesses and members of the construction industry who, you know, at the height of it knew that they weren't going to be having staff out. And so we're going into their warehouses and pulling masks to distribute to us to be able to get them to our staff on the front lines and folks in the hospitals. But also everything from the meals and the acts of kindness that our staff receive day in and day out, all of the thank you messages and the adorable cards that they received from schools and video messages, just encouraging them every day to stay strong and be positive and be at their best to be able to care for those who were in our hospitals and needed them during a time that was really scary for a lot of people.
Absolutely.
It's been wonderful.
Absolutely. Very scary time for a lot of people. Sorry for cutting you off there. Allie Quick is the Chief Philanthropy Officer at Allegheny Health Network. And, you know, we're talking about COVID-19. When it hit, everything sort of stopped, like donations to charities. I mean, dried up. Business working with the various businesses dried up. Everything dried up. The focus sort of shifted, though. A lot of people started donating to other nonprofits. And you, what was the kind of giving like towards your organization?
Yeah, it certainly didn't stop, and that's why we feel it's so important to be saying thank you in such a grand way this week. I mean, we've received more than $4 million to our COVID assistance fund over the course of the last 6 months, and that's been a combination of outright gifts of everything from an extremely generous gift of $100,000 from a family in the South Hills who stepped up and said, we want to make sure that the folks at Jefferson Hospital have all of the resources that they need there, to all of the gifts in kind that we received. So we found that when people went home from work and their kids were home from school, they were sewing masks and they were wanting to do what they can to provide meals. And so we put systems in place and we're really – grateful to be able to work with the community to support local restaurants during this time. We delivered more than 200,000 meals to employees at our hospitals during this period of time. And those were meals coming from restaurants in the communities. And it was folks like, you know, Pirates Charities and Federated and this wonderful volunteer, Amy Novak, who works for Google, who early on started raising money to supply meals to hospital employees. And so that allowed businesses to be able to have staff in place to keep them employed during this period of time as well. And they were great to work with us to make sure that they had the systems in place, that the meals were safe and delivered safely. And our employees just were very overwhelmed by all of the signs of gratitude that they received from the community. So we're extremely thankful.
I think one of the things that is amazing is that, you know, this is a time when there are a lot of people that are out of work, out of business, hurting, and this and that and everything. But to your point, we all still seem to find a way to come together and support these kinds of things, right? I mean, that's a really good thing.
Yeah, very creative ways. And I mean, something as simple as we had one fella who generously stepped up and said, "Listen, I've got an empty warehouse. And your distribution center is busting at the seams. How can I help?" You know, and donated a 26,000 square foot warehouse for us to be able to use during this period of time to, you know, high school students printing on their 3D printers face shields. And I mean, just everybody really thinking creatively. Our local hotels were wonderful in cleaning out all of the extra phone chargers. I mean, you think about something as simple as that, being in the hospital and having gone there perhaps, you know, at the spur of the moment and not have brought your chargers with you and or your cord with you. And so the local hotels cleared out their drawers for us. And we received, you know, hundreds and hundreds of phone chargers that we could distribute to the hospitals, so that the patients that were there during this period of time could maintain communication with loved ones. Really, you know, simple things that have a big impact and has been very meaningful for both our employees as well as for the patients that have been in the hospitals during this period of time.
Allie Quick, Chief Philanthropy Officer of the Allegheny Health Network, thank you very much for your time and expressing your gratitude here on KDKA today.
Well, thank you so much. We're extremely grateful to the Pittsburgh community, and thank you for everything that everybody's doing to help us out during this period of time.
Absolutely. You can learn more if you're listening at ahn.org/grateful. That's ahn.org from Allegheny Health Network. Health for all. Call 412-DOCTORS. Brought to you by the Allegheny Health Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.